Colorado's fires threaten multiple ministries. Floods are sweeping East India, and a ministry leader retires. But what then? We'll tell you about this story and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. As you listen to this broadcast, Colorado Springs, Colorado is burning. Wildfires have caused tens of thousands of people to evacuate. And Kathy Redmond says Compassion International headquarters are just a mile from the danger zone.
It's kind of scary to say that really the only barrier that we have is the interstate.
Individual staff members have already been affected.
We have had staff who have lost their homes. We have staff who are in the process of, you know, we think they've lost their homes, we're just not sure. We have had, of course, staff that have had to evacuate.
Many are still working from home, and field offices continue with their work. So the gospel work is still happening, but there's huge potential for obstacles.
I think right now it's just, you know, the mental state and the emotional state of everybody, because we're literally watching from our windows Colorado Springs burn, and people are watching their homes burn.
Pray for rain, for peace, and protection. Hear the toll the flames are taking on two other ministries tomorrow. Meanwhile, intense flooding swept through 80 villages in eastern India this week. The Brahmaputra River overflowed its banks on Sunday, and the waters are still rising. Gospel for Asia has ministries in the area and a Bridge of Hope Children's Center that's completely underwater. No deaths have been reported, but evacuated villagers need food. Gospel for Asia has a flood relief fund to bring aid with the hope of the gospel. Gospel for Asia has a flood relief fund to bring aid with the hope of the gospel. You can help a flood victim, too. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Russian Ministries is in Ukraine ministering to the hub of Euro Cup soccer fans. The Euro 2012 championship finals are this weekend, and thousands are pouring into central Ukraine for the event. Russian Ministries' Wally Kulikov says they're taking the gospel to the streets.
We have 10 partners working with us, and at least 1,000 scriptures are used a day.
They're also hosting fun zone events with the local churches.
Playing soccer, playing volleyball, playing ping pong, and doing necklaces with the gospel message.
Timing their evangelism with the wave of tourists has opened up key opportunities to share the message of Christ.
I'm delighted that God has given Russian ministry such a historic moment in the Ukraine. And I'm glad that somehow it all coincided with the Euro 12 Soccer Championship. Soccer and evangelism is a great tool for the kingdom of God.
Meanwhile, missions in remote areas means a lot of inconvenience, but sometimes that remoteness can be devastating. New Tribes Mission reports that one of their missionary couples was helping a mother in labor in the Philippines. At the first sign of complications, they had to decide whether or not to call for a helicopter. See, it's pricey, but they did it. And when the baby finally arrived safely, the mother was so grateful, she was willing to listen to the gospel message. You can read more on this story at our website. And the end of this week is a new beginning for Sam Vinton, Executive Director of Grace Ministries International. After 22 years at the helm of the ministry, he's retiring. The highlight of his time at GMI?
I think the greatest thing that really moved my heart, the opening of the field in Zambia, vision that our missionaries in Tanzania had about that, and spearheaded that ministry, which moved into Malawi and to Mozambique and Zimbabwe.
That spawned another evangelistic campaign in the Grace Schools in the Congo and another 9,000 new believers. So discipleship, training, and more are underway. That's a lot to hand over to the new guy, Jeremy Clark. He's stepping in August.
His life has always been involved in ministry and serving the Lord. We live in a world where planning and looking ahead where we're going and being able to put things together. I think as a young person, he would do an excellent job. So I see the mission moving on.
And as far as the first project in retirement, well, Vinton says he's planning on writing a systematic theology book in Swahili. He'll get around to it when the schedule clears in mid-December. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards to help you. Give us a call, 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.